information source. Now we're talking.
All right, on to other matters now. And the Center for Development and Enterprise says the time is running out for South Africa to deal with its public sector debt, which is linked to the economy's inability to grow. Among the many urgent actions to fix the economy, the CDE says government must improve tax collection. In its report on the country's debt-ridden public finances, the center explained that there was also a need to rethink the structure of the country's taxes. Public debt currently stands at 60% or at over 60% of GDP. Let's speak to the executive director of the Center for Development Enterprise. That's Anne Bernstein joining us on the line. Is it Bernstein or Bernstein? Never quite
Bernstein.
Sure.
Bernstein.
All right. Thank you so much, Anne, for your time this afternoon. It seems quite simple enough. Just improve tax collection and start chipping away at this massive debt that government has. Why is it so difficult, though, in practice?
Well, it's not just what you've said. We have to... The problem is, you know, for the last decade, we've been spending more than we've been collecting in tax revenue. And that gap has not ever sort of narrowed. And we decided at this time of the 2008 financial crisis that we would spend money, which is fine if it's temporary, on infrastructure. The problem is we've spent a lot of money on infrastructure that hasn't delivered any revenue, power stations that don't deliver power. But we also decided at that time, government decided to expand the public service, and we've had enormous wage pressure, something like 11% per annum wage increases in the public sector over the last decade. So all of that needs to be coupled with declining tax revenue, slow growth, so less tax, and state capture and corruption at SARS are less efficient, which results in the people who were paying tax feeling less inclined to pay their tax. So you've got this terrible sort of circle of issues. And what we're saying is the fiscal crisis has been created in many ways because we've had slow growth, but now the weight of the debt that we have prevents us getting faster growth going again. So to fix the fiscal crisis, we've got to get not only fix SARS, but we have to get faster growth because a bigger economy can accommodate more debt. But we're also going to have to cut where we can.
What about the leakages that the Auditor General reports on an annual basis, and that is a fruitless and wasteful expenditure, and then just plain old corruption? How much of an issue is that as well in our ability to, you know, deal with our debt and service our debt?
Very important question, and it's hard to give exact numbers. So on the one hand, we know that Eskom was captured. We know that the decision to go for those sort of very big power stations, the way it was implemented, the problems, now that it doesn't deliver really, has a lot to do with corruption. How much? Very hard to say. But there's widespread corruption besides the Gupta kind of phenomenon and state capture. We have corruption throughout the society, in local governments and other parts of the state. And I think it's very hard to know how much that is. So one of our recommendations is we have to cut waste in the public sector, make sure we're getting value for money. We also have to cut out corruption. That's easy for you and I to say, but we know it's going to take time and it's hard. You know, think of all those local governments, think of the provinces, think of all the departments. So we're saying in addition to doing that, which we must do, we've got to pick some big ticket items, and those are not so much the size of the public service in the government, but the rate at which wages have increased. Now, in the state-owned companies, obviously there are lots and lots of them, nearly 800, the big ones. We know that Eskom has both too many staff and they're overpaid. But, you know, you've got to... How do you fix that? You've got to look at it very carefully in a detailed way. But we have to do it. We can't avoid this. So we're saying that you've got to cut expenditure in the state, and we know that's hard, but you have to do it. and that we have to stop all these endless bailouts to failing companies in the state sector.
You know,
they must either increase their revenue or they must cut expenses or they must go out of business. You know, so you've got to be quite tough now, because we're scheduled to, if you look at what the government is predicting from the 2015-16 to 2021-22, they're going to borrow R1 billion a day every single day for the 7-year period. That's,
you know,
mind-boggling.
Yeah, we also need to be able to stay the course and trust the process, because the fact of the matter is it'll take a long time to undo 10 years of, you know, a systematic destruction of institutions and so forth, that it'll take time to start seeing the turnaround. Are we able to stay the course in between trying to win elections and so forth?
You're right. So one's got to be realistic about how fast we can go, but the key is to start the journey on all fronts. So in a way, what we're talking about is the reallocation of national resources. And if I said to you and your listeners, would you rather put more money into a failing SAA or SA Express, or would you like the National Prosecuting Authority to have a massive budget to go after the crooks? I know what I would say.
Very,
you know, that's just one illustration. So it's, where do we want our money to go? How do we get value for the taxes we have to pay? So that's one set of issues. But the other set of issues is, what I didn't fully understand until we had done this work was that growth, I'm in favor of faster growth for lots of reasons, particularly employment and other things, but we have to get faster growth in order to deal with our fiscal crisis.
Yeah.
And that won't be tomorrow. We've got to take some very tough choices to make our economy much more competitive and much more labor-intensive.
All right. And Bernstein, Executive Director of the Center for Development Enterprise, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. There you have it then. Wow, that's an interesting choice there. Given a choice between spending more and allocating more money to the NPA or to SAA, which would you choose? Give me a shout, 0861-987-000. Power News.